The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Slacker, Aaron.
Yeah.
Oh, yeez. Oof. This
Thank
feels
you.
Formal.
Thank you.
For?
For just being a part of my life every day.
Aw, thanks.
Thank you.
That's really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Now you could say something.
This is coming at a really weird time for me.
Why?
I just had a friend give me a thank you note. And it's one of those things. When was the last time you wrote a thank you note?
It feels recently. We write them.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. I was definitely raised to write them. Like every birthday came with every graduation, wedding. But I just don't really get stuff anymore to write.
To write them
to
for?
To write them, yeah. Those are kind of the big ones.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't tell you.
Do you know what that means, Aaron? You, much like me, are a complete POS.
I would agree, but I am also very verbally, thank you.
I would agree.
Like, I will say thank you to your face until you feel uncomfortable, and I mean it.
But there's something, first off, thank you for saying thank you, Tiak.
Thank you.
But there's something that would have meant more if you wrote it down.
And just slipped it
it's
to you a
like
little bit?
It's just like more time. It just means more.
And then I can look at it again.
Oh, that's
and
cute.
And go, wow. Because then when you sit down, just now, I don't know what your intention was for saying that. And I didn't even think about the fact that I just got a thank you note. That's freaking lovely.
Wow, yeah.
But it's one of those things where I think I'll look back at that thank you note for a long time because it's like, mm-hmm. Whoa, I didn't realize how impactful I've been. And then you read it and you're like, oh, Jesus. Wow. That's yeah. A really nice thing. And
cards and letters in general, like I have kept every single card letter from every single listener. Yeah. They're pinned in my office. Every single one of them.
Oh. Well, you don't have a very big office, so that's just...
Not
very many people have written thank you
notes. No, there's at least 30.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Are they specifically to you or some of them?
No, specifically for me.
Huh. I've kept all the ones I've gotten, too.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Because you haven't gotten any?
I haven't gotten any. But I would. I keep them. Just send them.
So, okay. I have a dusty corner for them. I didn't mean to hijack whatever it was you were going to do, but it is one of those things.
Well,
like, the rule was, in this person's household, if you got birthday gifts, and you've got all these toys you want to play with, mm-hmm. and you got a gift card to Target, you got blah, 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 you are not allowed to touch those things till you've written a thank you note to the person who gave them to you.
Wow. I like that. I like that. We weren't that strict, but it was definitely a thing where my mom would get out the thank yous and be like, it's time. I mean, there's no debate. It's just like, you got stuff. It's time to write thank yous. That was ingrained
in
us.
And you just wrote, I mean, you weren't good at it at first.
But it's a few sentences. Not when I was a kid. It's formulaic. It's just, thank you for coming to my party. Thank you for the this. I will use it to blank.
Oh, okay. So it was like a Mad Lib. You just put the
things
in.
A little bit,
in.
Yeah. But when you're a kid, but it's just instilling the, like, just the muscle memory of you got something.
So you have thank you notes at your house right now?
I do, yeah.
Oh my God, you're so much better than me.
Wow. I have some blank
Thank
ones,
you.
But I haven't used a single one.
We have
all those listeners are waiting.
We have a stack, probably hundreds, if not thousands, of Slacker and Steve thank you cards.
Really?
Yeah, they're somewhere in the, it's like, so I guess I could start writing from, hey, Steve.
Well, do your kids ever say thank you? Because it says here, this story, that hearing thank you really matters to mothers and to fathers.
They have started, I didn't realize how much it mattered, but they've started to say thank you when they get up from the table.
Oh, really? That's nice. That's good.
Yeah. And it I didn't think it would matter, but it matters when they don't do it. So when they don't do it, I'm like, did the food suck? Like, I'm so insecure that I'm like, oh God. Like my daughter, almost every time when she gets done, because, you know, I've prepared the food and she's like, she'll get up and say, thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. That's nice.
Do
yeah.
you get it? I mean, or your kids
well,
too? I mean,
so
obviously
I'm wondering
your daughter
if,
doesn't.
Yeah, she doesn't, but because she doesn't say any much of anything. But my son, I'm wondering if I'm screwing it up. Like recently, my son and I, we went to the movie theater for his first ever movie.
Oh my God.
And it's just me and him because my wife had to stay home with Hazel. Like she can't make it through a movie yet. So we had some boy time. And it's been a while since we've had boy time. We went and we saw Transformers 1. So it's just like the boyest
that's
movie
cute.
Of all time.
Yes.
There were just other dads with their sons in the theater. Like that's
killer.
All it was. It was so much fun. And there's so many times in the movie that, you know, the action happens and me and Leo look at each other and we're like, oh, like
what?
The Energon cue. Like yeah. we're just boying out.
I
it's
love
awesome.
That.
It was God, so much fun. And then afterwards, we went and we got some food, and it was just like a great day. And then when we got home, I said, you know what, Leo? Thank you so much. Thanks for hanging out with me today. And he goes, you're welcome.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, did I do it backwards? But I genuinely meant it. Like, hey,
yeah.
thank you. That I had a great time, and thank you for allowing
me. But it didn't even remotely occur to him to reciprocate.
No, because I was thanking him. So he's kind of like, oh, yeah, you're welcome. Like, I graced you with my presence.
Well, and that's what he knows to do is just when you say thank you, you say you're welcome.
Yeah, so did I screw it up by being the first one? So now is he being trained that, like, he doesn't say thank you, other people thank him just for showing up? Or like, but I tried to just mean it genuinely. It's like, because I know it won't last forever, right? There won't be, we won't get that boy time forever.
Correct. But you just sowed the seeds of narcissism in this show.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.